Joyride rages, Florida-built alligator Alcatraz's concentration camp to round up brown people. By Joshua Klein on July 1, 2025. Former MSNBC host Joy Reid used her recently launched podcast to go on a racially charged tirade against Florida's new illegal alien detention center, outrageously labeling it a concentration camp built to round up brown people. Nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz for its remote location in the Florida Everglades and surrounded by gator-infested swampland, the facility was unveiled Tuesday during a tour led by Governor Ron DeSantis. He was joined by President Donald Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to mark the opening of what is set to become the largest migrant detention center in the country. Officials say it will focus on deporting the worst of the worst. Reid painted the effort as something far more sinister than immigration enforcement. DeSantis took the comfy couch hosts on a tour of the concentration camp he's building in Florida in order to round up people, brown people, and throw them in a camp because he doesn't want them in Florida, she declared. She went on to warn that the facility would allegedly devastate Florida's economy, stating, "Surprise, surprise, the economy of Florida is going to be severely harmed by rounding up brown people." Reid further claimed that Latinos nationwide are now afraid to go to work, adding that racial profiling is so rampant that even non-Latinos are carrying passports for fear of being mistaken for illegal immigrants. "I know people who are not Latino, but they're brown, who are walking around with their passports. They never leave home without a passport." She then posed the question to her listeners, "How would you prove you're a citizen if ICE came up to you and dragged you off?" Despite the hyperbolic backlash from Reid and left-wing activists, DeSantis defended the facility as a lawful and necessary response to the Biden administration's border failures. The governor highlighted the center's expedited deportation process, made possible through cooperation with DHS. Deportation flights will take off directly from the facility's 11,000-foot runway. Equipped with 3,000 beds and a fast-tracked immigration court run by deputized Florida National Guard members, the $450 million facility stands as a cornerstone of Trump's renewed push to deport the millions who entered the U.S. illegally under Biden's open border policies. Speaking to reporters before heading to Florida, Trump described the facility as an East Coast version of the infamous island prison off the coast of San Francisco. After touring the site, the president declared, "Very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swamp, and the only way out is really deportation." With other states reportedly looking to follow Florida's lead, the Everglades facility has become a model for housing, processing, and deporting illegal immigrants. The left's outrage, meanwhile, including Reid's inflammatory rhetoric, appears less about protecting illegal aliens and more about salvaging the wreckage of Biden's failed immigration agenda. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.